From the heart of Broadway in Cape Girardeau, the greatest city in southeast Missouri, it's Podzilla 1985. Tonight, Jungle Jordan Lowry and his amazing animals. And Stupid Asa Tricks. Plus Zach Price and the PZ85 Orchestra. I'm Hunter Hendricks. And now, the guy who wrote David those letters, man, Shit. And Young.
That might have been the greatest introduction I could ever have in my life right there.
And I feel bad because I'm choking
on the fucking Dorito dust that I ate a second ago.
It's okay. It's all right. You're going
to
live.
Just like if I were to actually inherit the late night show, I would choke immediately.
Conan O'Brien will tell you that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I want to start off. Actually, I'm glad you did that. I'm so glad you did that. The first note that I have for this wrestling show is about David Letterman.
Yeah, it had to be done, man.
It has to be done.
We didn't have a chance to do a Letterman-related show. I would have been here at midnight if I could have to do that.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I wanted to talk about it, because I think of everybody I know, and, you know, no offense to Zach or, excuse me, anybody else involved, I think you were the only person that probably feels it on the same level I do, because growing up poor, even before I could watch wrestling, before I had Monday Night Raw and any of that, you know, when you grew up without cable or satellite, you had three basic channels,
that's
NBC,
right.
CBS, and Fox, and ABC, I guess.
If you were lucky.
But no one watched it.
Yeah.
Quote
unquote.
The only thing I watched religiously was David Letterman. Ever since I was a kid, I watched Letterman every night. I never watched Jay Leno, and that's not a shout at Jay Leno.
Yeah.
But I never
Jay Leno. I hated Jay Leno. Couldn't stand that guy.
Well, you know, even David Letterman says Jay Leno was the funniest comedian he's ever heard.
Yeah.
Which I find very ironic.
Yeah,
you know?
Really. At some point in time, maybe, man, but I mean, toward the end there. But that's all.
That's right. Another thing. No, this is a positive piece.
Yes.
But yeah, I loved David Letterman. I watched it every night. David Letterman is the reason, and I'm sure he's heard this 1,000 times already, and he won't listen to this, but I'm going to say it anyway. David Letterman is the reason I wanted to be in entertainment. He's the reason I wanted to be funny.
Absolutely.
I studied the way he did it. He's the smartest comedian, before Jon Stewart, smartest comedian that ever had a show. And I don't think anyone will ever replace him. I don't think David Letterman is replaceable. Even Stephen Colbert will do a great job.
Sure.
But he's no David Letterman. No. There will never be a David Letterman again.
Letterman got the joke. I said this a couple of days ago right after the show. Letterman got the joke a week before you did, but looked like he never got it. And that was the best part. He had this perfect way of reacting to things and creating these moments that felt like he was a total outsider in them, and yet you knew he knew everything that was going on there. And orchestrated those things.
And he was funniest when he wasn't funny.
Exactly.
You know, there were so many times I would watch David Letterman, and I'd watch it with Lindsay, or I'd watch it with my family, and they would not laugh. And I'm cracking up. And they're like, well, that's not funny. I'm like, that's why it's funny.
Yep.
You know?
To this day, I remember there was a show he did in 2009, and I've cribbed this line unabashedly from David Letterman, but a show he did in 2009, because toward the past few years or so, in the past few years of the show, you know, he hasn't had always the most high-profile guests. Sometimes it's just been a show. And there was one in 2009 where he had Al Gore's daughter and Tom Arnold in 2009 were the guests. And Dave makes no bones about it. As soon as he comes out, one of his first things he says is, folks, we've got a show for you tonight. And gosh, I wish it were better. And I mean, his straight face, he was dead serious about it. And that was what was so funny about it. I mean, he laughed along with it. He was laughing at himself and with himself and with everyone else.
Yeah, and Dave was one of those guys that if he
I'm going to wait because you're going to cough. He's not dead. Let's just rephrase. David Letterman, still alive. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm coughing. I'm dying over here. I'm trying.
Shannon may not be for much longer.
This is one of the things, like, I wanted to talk about this so much. And now that I want to talk about it, I'm dying here. Yep. Literally, I've got tears in my eyes, but not for the right reason. And I was going to say, Letterman, one of the reasons I loved him, if he didn't like you, you knew it. He did not play.
Justin Bieber? Anybody?
Paris Hilton? Joaquin Phoenix when he was on drugs out.
Stand them, man.
Yeah, and he would make.
So great.
He was such a dick when he wanted to be a dick. But he was also brilliant politically. Uh-huh. He knew what was going on. I mean, there will never be another David Letterman.
No.
I love Johnny Carson, but to me, David Letterman is the greatest late night talk show host of all time.
We're so far removed from Carson that it's hard to even realistically go back to him. You know, I know people who I can't even say that I ever watched Carson. I don't think I was old enough really to even know if I did.
I don't remember.
I was on. Yeah, but Letterman will be at the very least our generation's guy. I mean, he's gonna be the guy. And in the future, there will be somebody. People will probably remember, you know, somebody, whether it's Jimmy Fallon or somebody in the future, the same way they do David Letterman. But it won't. It won't really be the same. They'll remember it that way.
Yeah. But comedy's not the same as it was.
No.
Just like when I go back and watch videos of Johnny Carson and Dean Martin and those guys.
Right.
You know, they're different styles of comedy as we get older and it changes. And I don't know. I'm going to miss David Letterman as wrestling fans, Zach, we watched that video of the infamous Jerry Lawler slapping the shit out of Andy Kaufman. Infamous, you know?
Zach's here, too.
Yeah.
Hi, Zach.
Sorry, Zach.
I never watched Letterman. I mean, I'd watch some of his stuff. My parents were Jay Leno fans.
Yeah.
And so I like Jay Leno, but I like the way that Letterman went out better because Jay Leno did, like, what, 3 fucking times?
Yeah.
And so I respect him. And, like, I was happy to be at Gaming Grounds yesterday. You were showing me a bunch of videos that Letterman, I've never watched them.
I was, yeah. I was
like
playing Letterman.
The Taco Bell one.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny.
Welcome to Taco Bell. What do you want?
Yeah.
And I like the top 10. Like, it was, I respect David Letterman. I just didn't get to watch him as all.
Yeah. The top 10 list, the best thing about him was that most of the time, the lists weren't that great.
No, they weren't.
It's Letterman's delivery.
Yes, and the way he reacts to them.
Yeah.
And that was that's comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not, it's like wrestling. Wrestling now is so scripted versus how it was, you know, when I was younger.
Right.
It's the same thing with late night comedy. Is it so scripted now? Like, we watched that clip of Daniel Radcliffe on Fallon where it's like, oh, you can rap? Here, take this microphone. Let's
you should do
you
this.
You know it's scripted. You knew
right.
it was going to happen.
Right.
Whereas Letterman, he'd have Paris Hilton on, and she wants to talk about her new fragrance, and he kept asking her, so how was prison?
Right.
You know? And she got so pissed off at it. He didn't give a fuck.
No,
and
I didn't care.
There will never be another Letterman.
No.
I'm going to talk more about it on Sunday on the random show we do,
Sounds
so I don't
want
to talk too much about it right now.
Sure.
But I'm so glad that you brought up Letterman to start with. I figure honoring him, I'd love to honor him as well.
I should also note that half the people in that intro, not here today.
Yeah.
Jordan, I scripted that based on the idea that they all fit really well into these things.
Yeah.
I like the stupid Ace of Gray.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, though. That was originally stupid Zach Price tricks. And then I changed it because you were here, so I allowed you to have the PZ85 orchestra. But you know.
Jordan just never showed up. I talked to him yesterday. I was like, all right,
he's probably trying to call him, like, where the fuck you at?
Yeah, it's like, you going to be at the show tomorrow? Yeah, I'll be there.
Lowry.
All right.
Lowry.
Yeah.
Fry.
He's probably at Gaming Grounds waiting on you.
Well, he knows the time.
he
knows
what
time it's recorded.
That's right.
You know what else happened this week?
A
wrestling.
What's that?
A lot of wrestling.
A lot of wrestling. We'll stop talking about Dave for a little
while.
We
got like 2 pages of notes to go for.
Yeah, and the big story, the way I was going to do this intro is I was going to say, okay, the big story this week, guys, obviously, was David Letterman, because I didn't expect anyone else to talk about David Letterman. But let's just skip my joke. And let's talk about NXT Unstoppable.
Oh, man, let's.
Wait, Zach, have you seen it yet?
I did. I took your account and watched it.
Oh, that's fine.
This is the first one I watched live.
Yes, me too.
It was the first one I made a point to sit down and watch it live, and I was not disappointed.
No.
It was awesome.
I watched the replay of, what was the first one? Was
Takeover,
Arrival.
And
then Unrivaled. Yeah. And I watched both of those after the fact.
Me too.
And was so blown away by them, I said, the next time they do one, I've got to see it live. So
right.
I sat down. I had a can of Taco Bell
Pepsi.
Sangrita Blast.
Oh,
for once. And,
fancy.
Yeah, and a blowaway show. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
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 From opening bell to end, I was impressed. And it made me think of Payback and how we thought, well, Payback was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but Unstoppable was a fucking amazing show. You know?
Yeah, it blew Payback out of the water at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I said this, my wife actually even watched it with me. And my wife, who actually likes wrestling but just has not watched in a long time because they have not had anything that she considers worth watching.
Right.
I showed her a little bit of the preview for Takeover and nothing else to watch that night. And she's like, yeah, can we watch this? Yeah, of course we can watch this. So we did. And she was really impressed. First of all, we watched Raw together Monday night before that. And Kevin Owens was an immediate favorite. We can go back to that. But yeah, right off the bat, she just liked the idea that somebody was putting Cena in his place. You got to understand, my wife was a big time John Cena fan until
clearly
the shtick started
isn't.
To get old.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then it kind of turned violently against him. Now, anybody who doesn't like Cena all of a sudden she's a fan, you know, if they're worth, you know, being a fan of it. And Kevin Owens made himself worthy of that quickly. I'm sure we'll get back to that.
Oh, definitely.
But, I can't wait to get to that.
Yeah.
I also should mention, I thought it was especially funny that in the opening bout when they did Finn Balor and Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
First of all, great match.
What an amazing
entrance. Man, we go through the whole entrance.
Yeah.
And
I like Tyler Breeze's entrance too.
But they were both,
great.
It was very creative.
In the midst of Finn Balor's entrance, my wife goes, what does this guy look like without all this stuff on? So I Google a quick picture, and my wife is no longer allowed to Google Finn Balor.
Oh, she liked him a little too much?
I got a little, ooh, and I went, and we're done.
And you,
and
you
we're
said,
finished with that.
He said, oh, no, that's the wrong guy. And then you showed her a picture of Gene Snitsky and said, this is him.
But she tells me right after, but he looks like you. And I was like, you know exactly where to go, right?
No,
I
got you mentioned it.
Got my hair cut, man. It's a little
Finn Balor.
A little Finn Balor-ish.
He was on Chris Jericho podcast this week.
Finn Balor
was?
Yeah, he was,
I gotta check that out.
Very good, very, very good. But you told me that he painted all his stuff on. He says he does not. He says he has to learn how to do it. He takes him 3 to 4 hours for my airbrush all onto him, even the front and the back.
Wait, I'm confused. What is that not about what
Shannon,
you said?
Well, Shannon was telling me that he painted all on his front. Didn't you not tell me that?
Well, I think maybe I just misspoke. I didn't mean that he did it himself.
Because it was a lot cooler to think that he did it himself.
No, especially with the one that he had on Unstoppable with the big demon eye on the back.
Yeah,
no, there's no way you're going to do that to yourself. Well,
the back I could see, but the front, I was like, that's pretty badass.
And
but
what a great way to tie in his name to his gimmick, the Eye of Balor on his back. That's perfect. Fucking incredible.
The little touches, I think, were one of the coolest things. I don't know if you noticed on his waistband. I think it was on his right side. He had like hands looking like they were literally reaching like out of hell, like shadowy hands.
Well, you've seen his pre-WWE stuff where he had like Venom and he did Carnage and the Joker. I mean, the dude, he's amazing when he paints himself up. Mm-hmm. It looks incredible. He's good when he's not painted up too, which is also really cool. And with these intros, it reminds me of WrestleMania. When Triple H fought Sting. And how much better was the NXT intros than instead of having so Terminators, which made no sense.
Random Terminators.
I messaged you last night saying, God, Finn Balor really does give Undertaker a run for his money in the longest entrance ever, though.
Well, he does, but it's worth it. I mean, did you hear the crowd? We're chanting, holy shit, and this
the
is
whole
awesome.
Time.
Before the dude got to the ring.
In the entrance.
Yeah.
For his entrance.
I can't think of another guy that's gotten that reaction.
No.
This guy is money. It will take them a long time to screw him up.
Oh, yeah.
But they would.
Well, you know. Yeah. They could do it a lot quicker than you think.
don't doubt Vince McMahon.
Don't doubt them.
Yeah. He's the
you
man.
You underestimate the power of Vince McMahon.
When he comes in, he's going to be Balor, though. Well, actually, they're probably going to be Finn because it sounds stupider.
Just Finn. Balor.
Or it'll just be, what was his name? It was Fergal Devitt was his name before.
Prince Devitt. He was just
actually, he was Frugal Devitt, but he, in the podcast.
Did you say Frugal?
Frugal?
Oh, well, Fergal.
Fergal.
Fergal Devitt was his name. And he said
I don't think he can be frugal when he spends that much on face paint.
And yeah, he said that whenever he went to Japan, you know, they can't speak certain letters. They had a chance, like they told him his name. And the guy's like, no, you're just going to be Prince now. Just like, you're just Prince Devitt.
Fergal, I guess, would be Ferger.
Oh,
let's not get racist. Zach, do the racist. No, don't do the racist Chinese voice, please.
The artist now known as Prince.
Piece of clay.
No, stop, please.
He's so stupid.
The rest of the show was good. The only match that I wasn't really impressed with was Rhino and Baron Corbin, because I don't really buy into Baron Corbin other than his, I almost said fatality. So I got Mortal Kombat. Hey, do you know we're doing a Mortal Kombat tournament?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Hey, never mind. We'll talk more about that on a different show. But his finisher, which is what is it called? The End of Days, I think?
It's fucking badass.
It's an amazing finisher.
Sure.
But that's it.
That's it.
That's all he has.
He has
basic leather pants. He does not impress me at all. I wish Rhino had won that match because I still love Rhino. He still looks amazing.
Baron Corbin needs and will not get, and rightly so in the area that he is, the Goldberg push.
No.
Baron Corbin needs to get the walk out, 1 minute match or less, beat the crap out of some guy, move on. Well, but that's never going
to
happen in
NXT. He used to have that gimmick. When he first started, the crowd would count how long it took him to beat his opponent.
The John Cena turn on, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, I think he's a villain now, I believe.
He's getting Chan and Balor, or they do like the Cena chant against him somehow. I forget what it was, though.
Probably just Corbin sucks.
Let's not get too fancy with it.
I'm glad you brought that up because so much during that pay-per-view, there were so many dueling chants for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying to think of a single wrestler on that show that the crowd didn't like.
I maintain that my favorite one is from the women's match. Sasha's Ratchet. No, she's not.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure out what they were saying.
I couldn't
ratchet.
Either.
They were calling her Ratchet.
I was sitting there thinking, Sasha's...
It's a teenage term. I shouldn't know, but my wife's a teacher,
know that.
So I pick up on these things.
Yeah. And lovely, too, by the way.
Ah, thanks.
You're welcome.
My favorite part of the show, and I didn't get to see these guys because I don't watch NXT. I don't got the network anymore, but I started watching on Hulu Plus, was the tag team with, I think, who's his name?
Oh, Big Cass and Enzo Amore.
Oh,
I love the way he fucking talks to the mic.
And they don't have a name. I don't guess they really need one. I don't think they have like a tag team name.
No, just Big Cass and Enzo Amore. They remind me a lot of
Conan?
Road Dogg. No, Road Dogg and Mr. Ass.
Yeah.
With the intro.
That was, by the way, until the Letterman deal, that was the intro for the show. I think I even told you that
you
while
said,
we were watching.
Yeah.
I was going to throw down a long version of
the soft.
Yeah, bona fide G and a certified, what is it? Bona fide stud, certified G, something like that.
Oh my God,
I forget what they call each other. And you can't teach that.
You can't teach that. Yeah. No. No,
that's my first time seeing them, and I'm very impressed by them.
Much better than the tag team they were facing, which is not a bad Blake and Murphy, not a bad tag team, but they're so bland.
Yeah.
And they're so.
They even had new music in it. It was bland.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching the opening title screen for Saints Row 4 just on a loop, just over, just dubstep everywhere.
At least Alexa Bliss was there.
It's true.
So pretty.
Turned heel.
Turned heel?
Yeah.
How do you turn a girl that little and that cute?
How do you
heel?
Turn a fairy heel? That's what
exactly.
I don't get. I mean, that's her whole gimmick.
Well, they did it with
she's
Goldust.
Like a fairy princess, so Uh-oh. There it is.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
Starting early today.
Start your engines, apologists.
Well, let's skip the bullshit. Let's just get to the important match. Let's get to the thing everyone wants to talk about.
Let's do it.
And that's, first off, great pay-per-view,
yes.
Obviously. The main event, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Yes.
Before we get to the big surprise, I want to say I liked the match. I did not like the match. Liked it. It was a good match, and it told a good story of Sami Zayn getting his revenge.
Right.
But
it was less a match and more an angle.
It was more of an angle, and the fact that Kevin Owens, I don't like it when they do angles where a wrestler takes one move and the refs come out and go, no, get off of him. Don't fight him anymore.
Yeah.
That makes him look weak. Yeah. They did it with Matt Hardy with Edge.
But he was already, right. They could use that because he was already injured before.
Well, and I see what you're saying, too. I see the problem I still have with it, to volley back on the other side, is that his injury was to his shoulder.
Right.
He took a powerbomb on his back.
Yeah.
If they had played up an injury to the middle of his back, maybe Owens just every week was finding a way to powerbomb this guy onto something that was going to hurt him.
True.
And then they throw him onto the apron. Then I get it. But he was injured on his shoulder, and then, like Shannon said, they throw him. He does the pop-up powerbomb onto the apron. And
the refs immediately come
out
there.
I'm sure it hurts, but
he's done it before.
Right. Is that reason enough for ref stoppage? I don't understand.
Yeah, I hate ref stoppage in a wrestling fight because it makes the guy that they're stopping for look weak. It made Matt Hardy look weak. It made Sami Zayn look weak. Yeah. And then they sacrificed any heat Sami Zayn had to Samoa Joe.
Evil twin.
You know.
Yeah, they did. Real quick, before we go right into Samoa Joe, what I was going to say at the beginning of that was that as great as this was as an angle and a main event, probably a better match happened before it. The
women's title, yeah. And
My God.
Yeah, I'm not doing justice to the show if we don't talk about how great the women's match was.
So good.
I love Sasha Banks. She's currently my favorite diva in the entire Federation.
See, and I like Becky Lynch so much more.
Really?
So, yeah.
I loved her new look.
Am I the lame one that only likes Bayley?
No, Bayley was...
I love Bayley.
I never realized how attractive Bayley was until that pay-per-view. I always thought she was cute, but like she does her character. She's like a less, I don't want to say retarded because I don't want to be offensive.
Whoa.
Emma?
Exactly. She's like a less idiotic version of Emma. You know?
I love her though. I'm not a big fan of like belly to belly's being a finish, but she makes it look.
The Bayley to belly?
The belly to Bayley.
Belly to Bayley.
I don't watch that.
Or the Hugplex was what it was called for the longest time.
Oh, and I got that reminds
me. That chant, Bayley's a hugger or whatever.
Bayley's gonna hug you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I have one problem with the fans in NXT. And I love them because they're really awesome, but one suplex, they're already in Suplex City.
Don't ever go to an indie show. Wait, is my Billy Madison speech to you. Don't ever go to an indie show.
I'm gonna go, but
stay right where you are.
Just in general, don't
Brock
ever
Lesnar
go to an indie
had
show.
To put Roman Reigns to five of them before he got the Suplex City.
Well,
didn't take him 1 mile marker before he got there.
Well, fans are getting dumber and dumber as the years go by.
Yeah.
You said that fans were the biggest embarrassment to you as a wrestling fan.
Agreed.
It's getting to a point where before, you know, two guys would have to really go at each other to get the fans to chant like "This is awesome" or "Holy shit!"
Right
now, just Finn Balor steps out on stage, they're chanting "Holy shit!" already.
But you know? I will say, I would rather them do that and be into it.
Oh yeah,
take away from it. The only negative chant they got, and we should have mentioned this during the Baron Corbin match, because there were a lot of "Somebody's gonna something you," "Bailey's gonna hug you," "Joe's gonna kill you," and then "Baron Corbin's gonna bore you." I don't know if you heard that.
I did not hear that.
Baron's gonna bore you.
I think they should have chanted.
It's true though.
It's true.
Whenever Kaylee said this last night, whenever Kevin Owens walked to the back, she's like, the one time the fans didn't chant something, they could have chanted, "What a bitch, what a bitch, what a bitch." Like, that would have been like...
That's true. They were a little too enamored with who was in the ring as opposed to who had left.
Right.
Yeah.
But, which is where we're going here.
Well, we're going there, but I still want to say that match, the women's match, match of the night, they proved that the WWE Divas, or at least the NXT Divas, can go.
Given a chance?
Better than
giving the Divas a chance?
See, Triple H has given Divas a chance.
That's right.
I just didn't like Becky Lynch's outfit.
See, I liked Becky Lynch's outfit.
You know what's
outfit.
Really funny?
I don't understand the steampunk goggles.
Never mind, but you guys don't play Magic, do you? That won't do
anything.
She looks like a Magic character.
Yes, Chandra.
I've seen that character.
I cannot remember her last name, but the
shit, maybe we should have invited Jesse Kimball.
She's the red, what the hell do they
Fire
call
crotch?
Them? Whoa.
Probably.
What?
She has red hair. She has goggles.
Yeah, there's a
figure of her.
I cannot for the life of me think of what they call those.
Major.
It's a new form of card that they put out in the past few years. I don't know.
I
brought
no
up Magic on a non-Magic show. That was a bad
and how
idea.
Dare you to bring Magic to Podzilla 1985.
I know you were so disappointed when you found out that I played Magic.
I wasn't mad. I was disappointed.
I wasn't mad. Just disappointed.
You know why I like Sasha Banks so much?
I think you're going to tell me.
I know why.
He knows why. One, she's really pretty. She's extremely hot. She's Snoop Doggy Dogg's cousin.
Wait, what?
Did you not know that?
No!
She's Snoop Doggy Dogg's cousin.
Yeah. What's his name? Calvin Brotus?
Calvin
Brotus.
Brotus. Brotus, which is where they got Brotus Clay because he was a bodyguard for him.
Hey, what do you know?
But the biggest reason is she's...
The more you know.
I looked up one day, randomly, I looked up Sailor Moon because I'm a Sailor Moon fan. Hey, if you listened to the show last night, you'll know. But I never thought I would see a Sailor Moon reference on WWE.com. But apparently Sasha Banks is a obsessive fan.
Really?
Yeah, huge fan. She's got shirts. She even calls herself Sailor Boss.
Huh.
So... That's love cool. Sasha Banks. Plus, she's a good wrestler, probably.
Yeah.
Good match, great match. But damn it, I want to talk about Samoa Joe.
Let's talk about Samoa
Let's
Joe.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about how you can already
bitch.
Buy that show.
Don't go
or
there.
That shirt that he wore on the show.
What's that?
The shirt that he wore when he came out is already a WWE merchandise shirt.
Seriously?
It was up for sale within a minute of him appearing.
Oh, yeah.
That and I got to admit, it looks pretty badass, though, because they did the JS, but the S looks like a money sign because the J goes into it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love the way they presented him. The music is so similar to his TNA music. Me and Louie were talking about this before the show. He came into the store, how it started off really good.
Yeah.
And then he said it just went into what sounded like a Sega Genesis song from the Sonic the Hedgehog era.
It's true.
Yeah, the song got weird. Samoa Joe looked great.
Yes.
I want to see Samoa Joe and Kevin Steen fight. What I don't like is that they didn't let Joe talk on the network.
Yeah.
But you had to go to WWE.com to hear his post-interview.
But what's the fucking difference? Why would you go to the network? Why would you go to WWE.com instead? Why would you just put it on the fucking network?
Yeah, you want to sell the network. Why would you not put it on?
I can tell you from working in an industry where you have multiple platforms, social media, and otherwise, that they did that because of that exact reason. They want you to go to the website.
And then you probably
anything you can
something.
Do to drive. Well, it's not even that, just to drive hits to the website.
Yeah, to get
you know
to
how
get
big
views.
It is to go to investors and say, we had over a billion unique hits on our website last
true.
Year.
That's and WWE huge. Needs them.
Oh, and my favorite part of the. Well, we watched it when he was interviewed by Renee Young after the show. And he's like, people told me I've been coming here for a long time. And then, what was the shot he took at TNA? He took a shot at TNA by saying, I knew I should have been here from the beginning.
Oh, he was like, I realized I should have been here from the start or something like that. Basically saying he should have just skipped TNA completely.
But the way he said it, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, like, he cuts a good promo, and I want to see them hook up.
Best
like, I
made the he's joke. Been in his life, too, to be fair, man.
I mean, NXT?
The guy, yeah. I mean, he came out looking like he's been training and getting ready for this thing.
Oh, yeah. He looked fantastic. That shirt, that wasn't a quad X.
No,
that was a triple X.
That's right.
Samoa Joe's running his ass off.
Yeah.
And I think really what he's trying to do is he's trying to get over that stigma of being a fat asses.
But I don't really see
Scott
him
Steiner,
Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
I don't see him as fat.
No, he's fat.
I don't see it. I don't.
This is coming from a guy that needs to lose some weight. The guy's fat.
But there's a difference in
There's a difference
being
between
a bigger guy and like having a huge pot belly, just nothing but a gut.
No, there's a difference between a Samoa Joe and a King Kong Bundy.
There's a difference between fat and out of shape.
Yeah.
Let's put it that
way. Samoa Joe's
out
of shape.
You can be fat and still be in shape.
Kevin Owens is fat.
But he can still go too, though. He
can.
Be in shape.
It's the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, we talked about this.
I don't like that. You just brought like the whole topic down.
Well, no, I'm excited.
You're the motherfucker.
No. Motherfucker of the week. Motherfucker of the week, Jimmy Fallon.
No, that's true.
Can we set up for later once I leave the room?
No. We'll say too much bad about him because I like Jimmy Fallon.
I like Jimmy Fallon.
I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
I don't love Jimmy Fallon. We have
Seth Meyers too.
Of Jimmy Fallon love
Seth
and hate
really
in
good.
This room.
The other thing about NXT Unstoppable.
Should we maybe explain quickly why Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to.
Can we just do it quickly?
We quickly came in and said that he should be the motherfucker of the week because he ran a show against Letterman's final show. Now, to be fair, it probably was not his decision.
No, it wasn't his decision for sure. It was probably NBC wanted
to
get back.
So then he's not the motherfucker. Look, fucking.
NBC's the motherfucker of the week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Conan, did you watch Conan?
Yes.
He actually at
told
the marker.
To turn over.
He said, "All right." Turn to Dave.
Yeah.
Watch Dave.
Yep. What happened after that? Apparently something big happened after he told everybody.
Oh, they just went crazy, started breaking the set. It was pretty funny. And then Jimmy Kimmel said that he was just going to air a rerun. Don't watch me, watch Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
for
classy.
Just the one night. And then Stewart and everybody on Comedy Central, they were off anyway. But John made a point a couple months ago to say, hey, look, when this comes around, we're off at that time. Or a couple of weeks ago, I should say. You know, we're off at that time, but you really should go and watch that show that night. So
absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Back to wrestling.
Do you remember Vince McMahon was on Dave Letterman's show?
That's not really. I've never seen this.
They did when they did the late night. I showed Zach this. They did the late night baby contest.
Yeah,
and Vince McMahon was their New York correspondent.
Oh, okay.
And it was hilarious. If you've never seen it, go watch a clip.
Yeah,
of it.
I gotta
anyway,
check that out.
After NXT Unstoppable next week, we have is it next week?
Yes, Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, because this was supposed to be. Yeah, this was supposed to be the. This was supposed to be the Hall of Fame show we were going to do.
Right.
Well, for reasons we won't go into, we didn't do it. Well, one, the news is too big. News is too big this week. But
yeah, we're 25 minutes in and we're barely even scratching talking about the David Letterman here.
Yeah, so
and
I'm fine with news.
Unstoppable is going to bleed right into Elimination Chamber.
Yes,
including Kevin Owens, who is going to be at Elimination Chamber.
Who arrived wearing Cena's shirt.
Oh my god, that was hilarious!
I laughed. Kaylee's like, yeah. I don't get it, and I was like, how do you not?
Did you hear the crowd as soon as they saw the shirt he was wearing?
John Cena sucks.
Yeah, yeah. So Kevin Owens is going to get the babyface reaction against Cena.
Oh yeah,
he will
totally.
Go ahead, Zach.
I just want to speak about you were talking about the topic of when he broke into Raw.
When he showed up on Raw and he really looked like a star.
Yeah.
I think it was Vince Russo that said recently that when he came out of the crowd, when he came out to answer John Cena's challenge, he looked like some fat guy that just came out of the crowd. He kind of downplayed Kevin Owens.
Right.
Said basically, he looks like a fan that's learning how to wrestle.
Yeah.
You know? But they made Owens look like $1 million.
Yes, they
did. With what he did to Cena.
And, you know, we talked about it for a minute there earlier anyway, but Kevin Owens' appearance actually kind of plays into his favor because he's a guy who can go as well as, if not better than, most people on the roster,
yeah.
Which is why he's already NXT champion. So it kind of works to his favor, especially as the kind of guy that he is. He's a little arrogant. He kind of does have that look of a guy. Well, he's very arrogant. And he has kind of that little look of a guy who is, you know, just learning to wrestle. He wears the shorts. He's got his shirt on all the time. And so he just looks like he's not really ready to go.
Or that he doesn't care. Like he has that.
Right.
Whatever.
And then he just beats the ever-loving hell out of somebody.
Yeah.
It kind of works. I mean, I don't think I would be as impressed with Kevin Owens if he was wearing the normal trunks and the elbow pads and everything and plucky. All right, come on. Let's get in the
ring. He looks like if we were to wrestle.
Yeah, he looks like if we were to strap up.
But he's as arrogant as a guy like John Cena.
And I like that thing that with Hideo Itami when you saw it in NXT. He just walks by.
That's
like,
a shame.
That's a shame.
What I really love about Owens is that behind the scenes, at least what I've read about him in NXT, I don't know how he was before, but he seems very respectful.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Behind the scenes, he seems very respectful. And that's the best wrestler you can hope for.
Right.
One that behind the scenes is a nice, polite, respectful guy, and on the show can go make you hate him.
And a guy who, if he ever, and you have to assume sooner or later, he will turn face at some point in time when he makes it to the main roster, is going to get a legitimate, genuine reaction as a guy who can just be himself.
I think he's actually turning face at Elimination Chamber when he fights John Cena.
If you ever listen to Colt Cabana's podcast with him on it, he's like one of
what's he paying you?
Colt Cabana's the motherfucker of the week.
He's like one of the greatest, he's probably my favorite person to listen to when he talks. He's just a really nice guy. But a few things I want to speak on.
Sorry, Hunter.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
I guess I lost out on that. I'm so excited.
That's fine.
But I used to watch him in ROH, you know, because I work at the TV station. I watch ROH. And, Kevin Owens' promos weren't always the best. And that'd be because of the era I grew up in, where everybody has to be over dramatic. You know, when you go back.
He's
and
very subtle.
Sure. When you watch, back in your day, it was Terry Funk spoke real quiet.
Back in your day, old man.
Yeah. He spoke real quiet. People
the truth.
And my favorite part about the night is whenever Cena looks at him and says, let me get you a piece of veteran advice. And he fucking tore John Cena up. He's like, I've been doing this longer than you have.
Yep.
He's like, just because I've been here doesn't mean I haven't been out there doing better than you.
Again, that was a great moment. That reminded me of when Daniel Bryan got Miz as his coach. And he kind of looked at Miz and went, but doing this longer than this guy. Why,
really?
Why can't I get Regal? My only fear with Kevin Owens going into Elimination Chamber is, and Louis and I talked about the show. Is that the only way they can fuck this up, I know Kevin Owens is going to lose. You know,
I don't think so.
I think he's going to lose because they're not going to have him feud with John Cena. He's already got a feud brewing with Samoa Joe.
And we don't want to preview too much of Elimination Chamber because that's going to be next week. But let's continue to talk about this match. I don't think he's going to lose, and here's why. Title's not on the line.
Title's not on the line, but you can't carry over Kevin Owens against John Cena week by week and have him on NXT.
But I'm not saying he's not going to win clean, pin him 1-2-3, everything's said and done.
Oh, it's going to be just
fluff.
It's going to be something.
I assume
Rusev's going to be involved. I really do. Well, I think Rusev's going to come out.
And then Owens has plenty of people who could reasonably come out against him. You've got Balor, who's now the number one contender for his title. You've got Sami Zayn, if he's alive and kicking somewhere, that's an option.
Injured again, back to Canada.
Right. So, I mean, there are plenty of people who could cost either one of those guys that match.
Yeah.
I hope they don't go that route. I'm like you. I believe that they will. I don't see them doing it any other way.
If you would have asked me before the 7th Rusev match where he lost to John
Samoa
Cena.
Joe, duh, of all people.
Right. I was wondering you were going to say him.
Yeah.
But if you would have asked me who was going to win this match before, I would maybe say Kevin Owens. But you just look at John Cena's track record. He destroyed Bray Wyatt. He destroyed Rusev. He has ruined two hot prospects. Now you got another hot prospect, and it really makes you wonder if Vince McMahon's doing this just to piss people like us off. Like, he knows the internet wrestling community gets mad, and he goes, feed John Cena another one.
Well,
John Cena's like a shark, you know?
Yeah, if nothing else, the good news this time around is, whereas the other two guys you mentioned were on the main roster for good, and there was no going back to NXT for them, it's very unlikely that Owens is going to stay on the main roster right after this. He's going back to NXT. So regardless, I mean, Cena could come out and beat him without even trying, and he goes back to NXT, and they can more or less hand wave that away. He's still the NXT champion.
Which is what I assume is going to happen, and that's what I'm afraid of, is that he's going to come out, and they're going to show just how dominant Cena is, have Cena just beat the crap out of him and pin him. And that would be the worst possible thing they could do to Kevin Owens.
I don't think that's going to happen either. I can see the concern for it, but I don't think
I hope
that's going to be the case.
I hope not, because then Vince McMahon will be the motherfucker of the year. motherfucker of the century. Hey, let's get away from WWE for a second and go right back to WWE.
well, you want to stay in NXT
we're going
for a second?
We're back.
Well,
I got one note from NXT.
Give me a note from NXT, because then I have a funny story that I just want to tell real quick that you may have read. Okay. It's a very short thing, but go ahead.
Well, they announced the new head coach of NXT this week.
Oh, yeah, Matt Bloom.
Yeah.
TNA.
For those of you who don't know.
TNA?
He's the A. He's the A.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking TNA, not TNA.
TNA.
I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
And they also named an assistant head coach, too, but I didn't know who she was.
Sarah Del Rey.
Okay. Nice.
So, yeah, she's going to be the assistant head coach, and he's going to be the new head coach. And I heard Adam Pearce signed, too.
Yeah.
To be in developmental.
Scrap iron.
But what is he doing?
Iron.
Does anybody know for sure what he's doing?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Did you not ask him?
No, I didn't ask him. He only stayed for so long that he had to go get Burritoville.
Oh, well.
He actually,
that's understandable.
He called Burritoville.
Burritoville's good stuff.
15 minutes early. Didn't know they weren't open yet. They picked up the phone. He made an order. And then when they took the order, they said, but you'll have to wait like 25 minutes because we're not open yet. That's another story for another time.
Handcrafting burritos.
But I'm excited about that. Matt Bloom will do a much better job than probably Bill DeMott did.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah,
I always liked Jason Albert.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Fuck Matt Bloom. Jason Albert. Who the fuck is Matt Bloom?
Same guy.
Well, there. He's not going by the name of Jason Albert now.
I think he's going by Jason Albert when he does commentary on TNA and NXT.
Oh.
He said TNA, and now I'm all fucked up over here. I can't.
Well, hey, buddy. We'll get to TNA. Don't you worry about that.
Speaking of fucked up.
speaking of fucked, actually.
So yeah, good for Matt Bloom. Good for him.
Yeah.
Did you guys read the story about Ronda Rousey?
I wanted to hear this.
And the celebrity that decided to jump in and give his two cents on Ronda Rousey.
Uh-oh.
So, I'm very excited because he's my favorite actor. He's one of my favorite actors.
This is your favorite actor?
Wait, what?
He's one of my favorite people.
I'm going to throw a name out there.
The tension is high.
David Spade.
What?
David Spade. I don't have the quote here, but basically what he said was that, and it's not, he's not as insulting to wrestling as I thought he was going to be. He said that Ronda Rousey, it would be a bad idea if she went into wrestling. He said that she's so good at what she does, she's probably just bored and wants something new to do.
Yeah.
But he said fake fighting is harder than real fighting, and she could get hurt, is what he said.
Hey, I kind of...
Not really even insulting, to be honest. I mean, at the end of the day,
that's about
the best way you can describe it. I mean, well, not really, but it's you know where he's going.
I agree with... I take offense to the word fake, but I like what he said.
What is... It's fake in the sense that it's a...
Let's not go there.
These are three people who don't need to be told that wrestling's not fake.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate. I didn't know. but yeah, of all people, I did not expect David fucking Spade to jump in and give his opinion. I assumed he was filming another movie with Sandler somewhere.
I mean, who did he say this to? I think it was TMZ.
TMZ.
Never mind.
I may be wrong on that. But TMZ, they're pretty much just out there every block with a camera waiting for any celebrity to pop out.
Like celebrity mosquitoes, man.
Fucking parasites. now, the other notes I have are big notes, and the final one, of course, we want to save for last because to me, that's the biggest story. I do want to mention, did you read, they announced the release date for 2K16. For WWE. 27th of October. And Jerry Lawler, whether he meant to or not, apparently he leaked what the big mode is this year. It was during a Memphis radio show. He said it's basically a Stone Cold mode.
Oh.
Where you play a Stone Cold, I guess, through his career.
Oh, okay.
That's exciting.
That could be fun.
Yeah. They do that every year. You know, they had the showcase modes where they do the different rivalries.
Yeah.
They had the Attitude Era mode. They had all that.
30 years of WrestleMania.
30 years of WrestleMania. This year, it's going to focus on Stone Cold.
30 years of WrestleMania was the first time I gave a shit about a wrestling game in 5 years.
Yeah.
That's gonna be so
exciting. It was so much
fun. You could do like throwing Mr. Man off the cage.
Yeah,
Doing the stutter. What if you get to drive the beer truck to the ring and just start spraying it?
It's like a driving mini game.
You actually get to
drive around.
I'm fucking excited.
They also said him and Jim Ross are recording for it. So Jim Ross working with the WWE again on something.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy about that.
Cool.
And I'm looking forward to it. 2K15 left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
I liked it. Well, I loved it. What? You thinking about a bad taste in my mouth?
I saw this dick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank God that's back.
Oh, man. It never fucking left, actually.
That's true. Long story. But yeah, 2K15 left a bad taste in my mouth. 2K16, I'm hoping we'll have a better roster. I hope it will have more features. Because they left out so much shit from 2K15.
Sure.
It was infuriating. So that's my notes, other than the one I want to talk about last. Zach, you have...
Is this the one you want to talk about last?
Yes.
Okay.
You have about 6 pages of notes, so what do you got?
We can go through them real quick. Vince McMahon this past week was inducted into the Boys and Girls Club of America.
Which...
Hall of Fame.
Man, before you got to the end of that sentence, I was real concerned.
Yeah, I realized. I didn't put Hall of Fame on my notes.
Vince McMahon was inducted into Boys. At face value, that just seems like, oh, he got another random reward or whatever. But no, right. Vince McMahon actually... loves the Boys and Girls, whatever it's called.
Club,
yeah. And
we had almost got there, man.
It was actually a big honor for him. He said that he had been going there forever. You know, it helped him when he was younger. So very exciting for Vince McMahon.
Sure.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Like he needs another award.
Motherfucker of the week.
Motherfucker of the millennium.
All right. And this next one, I got 2 notes. It's a kind of a long story. There's new rumors that they want to keep Daniel Bryan on screen. They have some projects in mind.
Well, then tell him to cut his fucking beard.
One of them Jesse Kimmel. Is... you know, he's already a judge on Tough Enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're trying to work in some things. And then also this past week on Chris Jericho's podcast, he went into detail on how Tough Enough will work because he was doing press conferences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's a combination of like The Voice meets American Idol meets something else he said. But basically, they have their trainers, which are like Billy Gunn, Road Dogg. Their judges, who are Paige, Hogan,
Holster,
and Daniel Bryan. He's the host.
There's another one, isn't there?
Wait, Daniel Bryan. You say Daniel Bryan's the host?
Daniel Bryan's guest. Chris Jericho's the host.
Jericho's the host. I thought there were 4 judges. I thought it was Hogan, Bryan,
was it Booker?
Paige, and...
I think Booker's a trainer.
It's always
Booker's
Booker.
A trainer, too.
Well, I'll there's a bunch out. Of them in there.
Through the power of the internet.
What they're going to do is, every week, they're going to have a live show, and they're going to show the wrestler going through their training scenario. You know how, like, every week on American Idol, if you watch it, this week's Country Week, this week's Rock Week. You know, they have to sing.
I know you were talking about American Idol, but I thought for a second, Tough Enough. All right, this week's Country Week. Everyone dresses like Hillbilly Jim.
Jimmy Wang Yang. Either way, what they're going to do is they're going to have an audience, and they're going to show them this thing, and they're going to have to do whatever it is that week. Like, they have to cut a promo. Who cut a better promo? They have to vote, and that's basically they're going to come out to the winning.
Is
through the veins.
No, it is just the 3 judges. They show. I was thinking of the image, and Jericho's in the image too, even though he's the host. That's what I was thinking of. So it's Paige, Hogan, and
so it's actually very exciting.
Ryan.
Set up for it.
Yeah, but what do you think? Do you think this is better? Like, this feels almost exploitive to me. Like they're just popping a rating versus creating a real contest.
Well, it depends on how it comes down, because I like, even though I know like when you vote for the matches, it's never the match you voted for because they picked their matches already.
It used to be.
But
go back and watch
Taboo Tuesday,
Cyber Sunday.
Was it which one was? I know off top or not off topic, but a little diversion here. What was the match? I think it was in WCW. I think
Viagra on a pole.
No, they were that got up.
Judy Bagwell.
They were trying to decide who would fight. I think Hogan for the title. I might be wrong. And the vote was between Sting or Goldberg.
Yeah.
And fans voted for Sting.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the plan. So Sting comes out for the match. Goldberg beats him up and takes the match anyway. And everybody was like, what the fuck was the point of asking me? Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's pretty exciting because I like Tough Enough when Stone Cold hosted it with all of the.
I did too. I think that was the best version of it.
Yeah.
I don't think Jericho's is going to be as good.
I have a little hype for it. I think it's
Is he going to wear that fucking scarf?
Don't talk on the scarf. I like wearing scarfs.
I'm convinced that Jericho's hiding like a USB port on the back of his neck or something, like something we don't know about Chris Jericho. He just powers down in the middle of the show. Oh,
he's literally a corporate bot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another note, Owen Hart, there's a DVD apparently in the works.
I heard about that, yeah.
Martha, his wife, Martha Hart, isn't very happy about it.
Well, she's never wanted anything to do with
WWE. Apparently, they're trying to get him into the Hall of Fame for next year, is the rumor.
Yeah. Well, you know,
there's a lot of
Brett
stuff
working with
that.
It'll be Brett who will do all the inducting, I almost guarantee you.
They don't have to even ask her.
They don't, but
they can induct him without her permission.
They should induct him.
I don't know.
It wasn't.
I think that Owen Hart's. Well, okay. Let's back up for a second.
This is a sensitive issue,
right? I would love to just throw out there, and I guess I just will, that I don't think Owen Hart's career would have been a Hall of Fame career had he not passed away in the ring. Had that not happened, I don't think he would have been. But
I'm out of here, wrestling fans. See you later.
But But I will say that they have Rikishi in there, so we can't do much worse, right?
They have fucking Drew Carey in there.
Yeah. Well, that's a celebrity wing. That doesn't count.
I don't respect the celebrity wing. Sometimes.
No one does.
Well, Mike Tyson, okay. though.
Yeah. I like Owen Hart, don't get me wrong, but what I'm getting at is I don't think that Owen Hart was a guy who...
He wasn't main event caliber.
No, you put him up against Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, The Rock, you know, any one of those guys, and he's not going to match up. So,
but they said the same thing about Eddie Guerrero.
That's true.
Until he got a chance.
Now that's
but he never had the chance.
That's the thing. And maybe it's just personal preference, but... Granted, Eddie Guerrero was world champion. Owen was never world champ, was he?
No, I think Intercontinental was the best he got.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Eddie, I absolutely agree with him going in, and yet Owen, I don't, and they have similar situations. Eddie didn't die in the ring, obviously.
No, and I feel like if Owen had, if he had lasted, I don't know the right way to say it, if he had survived, if he didn't die, that never had happened.
Right.
I don't think he would have, I think he would have been world champion eventually, but probably not for long.
Right.
But that said... I don't think they should induct him without her permission.
No.
I don't think it's right.
No. And at the end of the day, at that point, it's a cash grab because you're not doing it for anybody.
Yeah, Owen's not benefiting from this.
Macho Man's family obviously wanted him in. Lanny showed up, inducted him, was very excited about, did some poetry. That was fun.
Yeah.
You know, they
no one's going to show up for Owen.
Right. They wanted that to be the case. Brett's going to be the only one there, and that's just because Brett has finally made amends to it. Not sold out or anything like that,
no.
But he's made his peace with WWE. Yeah.
It's just going to be very... interesting to see how it all plays out, especially with them making a DVD, and she's already against that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out.
They've paid so much money out to her already.
Yeah.
Let's move on. That's a morbid topic.
This one's kind of, I like this one because I don't know if you guys watch The Arrow or not. I'm a huge Arrow fan. Well, Steve Amell, he's the...
I like Katie Cassidy.
Okay.
She's the Black Canary in Arrow.
God damn it, I haven't seen the third fucking season yet, motherfucker. You ruined it for me. Son of a bitch.
Someone's
going on.
Someone's turn motherfucker
Shannon's
of the week.
The motherfucker of the
all
week.
All right. So Green Arrow.
Yeah.
The guy who plays the Green Arrow on Arrow is Steve Amell, who's a huge wrestling fan.
Also, Casey Jones in the new Ninja Turtles movie.
It's true.
He met Sting this week, and he's trying to work in. He wants to, just watching the video, him meeting Sting is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It was pretty awesome.
He's a pretty big fan. He wants to guest host Raw really, really bad. He actually wants to actually be in a match, I heard. He wants to somehow be part of the show.
Yeah.
Celebrities always work out.
I'm excited for it just because I want to do it.
Yeah, Entourage cast coming this coming week because when Jeremy Piven guest hosted, it went so well.
Oh, and I like Jeremy Piven too, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of Sting meeting, what's his name, Steve?
Amell. Steve Amell.
Steve Amell. Did you see the picture?
I
saw the video. What's ironic or what's funny to me about that is that here you have Sting, who to non-wrestling fans probably don't know who he is.
Yeah.
You know, they probably heard the name, whatever.
Right.
And then you have this guy who plays Arrow, who the fans who don't watch wrestling probably know who he is because of Arrow,
right.
And the fans that watch wrestling don't know who Arrow is,
right.
And they meet each other, and Steve Amell, is that
Stephen Amell, yes.
Steve Amell is awestruck. He's starstruck. He's like, oh my God, it's Sting. And Sting's like, hey, buddy, you're in that thing, right?
Yeah. You're the guy on the thing with
the
thing.
You're the one, yeah.
I thought you were going to go with the whole thing that they're vigilantes.
Well, that too, but no, I'm just
saying. Both of them are vigilantes in their own respects.
I just think it's funny that here you have a big star like Steve Amell who's on this super popular show, and Sting probably didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
But for him, it was so amazing to meet Sting.
Yes. Right.
You know?
Very cool.
Juxtaposition is interesting. Yeah, I don't watch Arrow. I haven't yet.
It's very good.
Of the CW shows and all that, that's probably the one I would if I was going to watch one.
Now they have a little show called Supernatural.
I watched Supernatural through season 3, and I've seen the best I'm going to see of Supernatural, I'm convinced.
I want to fucking
Katie Cassidy is in it later. She plays Black Canary.
I'm going on. Okay, speaking of comic book stuff, CM Punk is writing the new Drax comic book.
Drax the Destroyer, like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Who Batista plays, yes.
Okay.
And you know, them two are really good friends, and he told a story how he got
I don't know why I got it in my head that CM Punk and Drax were good friends.
So Batista walks around in the outfit all day. But he texted Batista and said, guess what I'm doing? And Batista's like, bullshit, and like, no, I'm really fucking doing it. And they're pretty excited, so I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I hear that CM Punk's gonna quit halfway through the comic series to go write another comic series.
Did you hear Scott Hall news? Did you hear the Scott Hall news?
I did hear Scott Hall news, and I forgot to write this down.
There's Scott Hall news?
Yeah. He joined.
Guess what it's about? Can you guess, based on the name Scott Hall, what happened?
Is it about alcohol?
It is!
About alcohol!
Oh, well, then we have two totally different notes.
Yeah, when I saw your note, I thought, I wondered, okay, did he write it down right, or what? But go ahead.
No, he actually joined with Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling on the wrestling roster.
That's awesome.
So if he, because when they said it, I thought, okay, cool, maybe he might be a commentator, an agent, book, or something.
Right.
No, he's on the wrestling roster, so he might wrestle again.
Now can I tell my story? So Scott Hall was kicked out of the Global Force Wrestling. I'm not making this up.
It's true.
He was kicked out already.
It's true.
Because he got drunk at an event over the weekend, and his alcohol abuse is still rampant, apparently, and Jeff Jarrett kicked him off already.
All right, well.
Erase that note.
I feel so bad. A buddy of mine from high school, Rob, he is such a huge fan of Scott Hall. He's like one of his all-time favorite wrestlers. Now, granted, we're talking Razor Ramon / early NWO.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
has he fucking done anything since then? I know he was in TNA.
Not really.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saving my... Never mind.
No, I loved that. I'm sorry. I should have said something
to
you.
I'm
going to
start saving my notes from now on just for like years later. I can look back.
You can look back
on
it.
Look at these stupid fucking notes.
We'll have these podcasts.
Yeah.
We'll listen to them forever.
Another one. He was on his fantasy booking 2 weeks ago.
He who? What? What are you?
We had somebody here?
Fantasy booking show.
My God, they can't see you.
Oh, my bad. I'm pointing at Hunter saying you're fantasy booking. But you had the idea of Bully Ray coming and taking on Kevin Owens.
No, I didn't.
Who had that idea then?
That was Asa.
That was Asa.
Okay, well, then
but it was
Asa.
But it was during the show.
It was
during the show. Yes. To be fair. Yeah.
And Bully Ray tweeted out this week. It was Ray. I don't remember the exact dialogue, but basically said, you know, if he's a bully, and I don't like bullies, let him face up against a real bully or something like that.
They said, pop-up powerbomb versus bubble bomb.
Yeah, that was the next tweet, which sounds pretty.
It is, but now you've already got one fat ass taking him on.
God
damn
it. So we got
another fat ass taking him on.
By the way, we should have mentioned earlier that Samoa Joe, this is, I don't know if you guys have this. I didn't make notes. I'm just going off the cuff here.
You don't have to. You're Hunter fucking Hendricks.
I'm going to start calling myself that.
On the radio. On the fix, 99.3.
Samoa Joe working on, as I understand it, a Rhino-style contract, so he can still work indie days,
yes.
But also works with NXT.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, of course, I'm guessing they can parlay that into a full contract if he wants it in the future. Yeah. I can see why Rhino doesn't, because obviously he has, you know, the ability to ply like a previous career out on the – not that Joe doesn't, but – Joe's not really going to go out and book himself as Samoa Joe from TNA. I mean, he probably does, but if he's working with WWE, he's got an opportunity to do something very different.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and plus Rhino can always get extra work as
a watermelon.
He's basically, I'm holding up my iPhone right now. What is this? What the fuck is this?
Samsung Galaxy S5.
Yeah. He's basically the shape of a phone with arms.
With limbs.
Yeah.
He just has arms and legs.
What a strange looking
guy. Do
young
you want to speak on that note? Because I think you'll find it the funniest.
Which one? The Steiner?
Yes.
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Okay, well, Steiner sent out a video this past week.
Oh, God.
Scott Steiner,
it's
I
already
can only
gold.
Assume.
Yeah. Okay, it's already gold. He challenged Hulk Hogan for $1 million. It's already sounding.
Hunter's laughing already, yeah.
Remember the body slam challenge he gave Andre?
Yeah, yeah.
Steiner said, if you can slam, I'll give you $1 million.
But wait a minute.
I think this is different.
Yeah, first of all, the last one was fake.
Right.
Secondly, I don't think Scott's going to just let him do it.
Well, how much is the lawsuit against him for?
Oh, I don't even know, man.
Oh, fuck. I don't think either of us had these notes, but just real quick, talking about lawsuits.
I think we have it.
Did you hear it?
This one? Vito?
No. This one, apparently, Eric Bischoff, Jason Hervey, and Garrett Bischoff sued TNA.
Yeah. But,
like, TNA needs any more fucking problems. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, if you're going to go.
Was it basically they just told him to go home and didn't pay him? Is
they
that what it came down to?
They didn't pay him the money that they're owed. Yeah. And people are calling Eric Bischoff an ass. Like, well, way to kick TNA when it's down. And I'm thinking, you were promised money for a job you did.
Exactly.
Same reason Taz left.
Yeah.
You know?
Eric Bischoff is an ass, but for many other reasons than this one.
He's at least a professional ass.
Right, exactly.
You know? I did see a note on here that I do want to talk about. Let's skip Vito.
No, just make a quick
Just a quick thing.
Sued WWE back in January
for making him wear that dress.
Now he's asking everybody. Is that what it is?
No.
Well, now he's asking every wrestler on Twitter to help him who's worked for WWE to go get money, whatever.
The bad news is that he literally has no friends on Twitter that are in wrestling anymore.
Are you going to go to this one? Because that's my favorite.
Which one? TNA?
No, the one under TNA.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Well, real quick, do the fuzzy.
Yeah, I corrected it.
Oh, you corrected it. Shit.
I corrected it.
Fozzy touring with Kiss.
God damn it.
Fozzy touring with
Kiss. I just gave a preview.
Okay, well, we know Chris Jericho is a huge Kiss fan, right?
Yep.
Like, he loves Kiss.
He looks like he likes to kiss men with that scarf.
Uh-oh.
He tweeted out this week, he showed a picture of all the people that are touring with Kiss, and he's one of the underbands.
Sorry, Nate.
And I'm very happy for him because he's a huge fan. He's like a huge dream of his. So it's very cool to me just to see that.
So this is the Kiss tour, but they're going to be a part of it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's awesome when rich people who have already lived out their dreams can live out more dreams.
Okay, let's go to the
let's talk about this. I want to talk about Sonny doing porn.
With Vivid. Have you ever watched the Vivid porn video?
I've watched lots of Vivid porn
videos. The brand Vivid.
The brand Vivid, the video Vivid, there's probably a porn star named Vivid I'd watch.
Well, either way, the brand Vivid of porn is very, very
They're
good.
The biggest when it comes to porn right now. They have all the major sex tapes for the celebrities. They did the China videos. They did the Montana Fishburne.
They didn't do the Tylene Beck, though.
Tylene Buck. No, she's ratchet.
She has anal.
Fuck, Hunter. You got me saying ratchet now.
She's ratchet.
Wait, either way, Sonny's doing porn.
But yeah, all right, so Sonny, they came out on...
What we should do is have a... When it releases, we should have a screening. That Game of Thrones.
And we can watch it? Yeah. And plus, the first part... Does Sonny have any kids?
I don't
think she does.
I don't know.
Damn it, because if she did, then whoever did a first porn with her could be the motherfucker of the week. Yeah, you got that.
I wish I had a Paul Schaefer orchestra so I could give you a little drum.
Why ain't I the part of the orchestra, there. The leader?
Yeah. He's the leader. Yeah. But yeah, Sonny, the reports came out that she's in talks to do a six-figure deal with Vivid Entertainment to do porns.
Six figures to do what?
I think, like, have they seen her figure?
I like her figure now, actually.
I like her figure. I think
she's thicker.
When I was a kid, and this just shows how long Sonny's been out of the game, when I was a kid, Sonny was the hottest thing to me. She was the most downloaded woman on the internet for a while.
On AOL, yeah.
Yeah, she was smoking hot. She was, you know, part of the Body Donnas. She was just incredibly gorgeous and one of the best personalities in wrestling. If you ever listen to Jim Cornette, he probably talked to you about it, that Sonny was, like, one of his favorites. She's a bitch, but she was incredible.
Yeah, I think Missy Hyatt came up in conversation more than...
She was a whore. How has she not done porn yet, is my question.
How was she a whore?
Well, she admittedly has slept with, like, every wrestler in history. She has a book about... She has a video talking about penis sizes, for Christ's sake.
I want to read this book.
Sonny and Missy Hyatt...
What's it called? Maybe Hastings will have it.
I think it's called This Dick.
When I go on there and look for...
I think it's Dat Dick, actually.
Whenever I go and look for Beyond the Mat, I can maybe find the Missy Hyatt book.
Not today.
Do you have Missy Hyatt's sex book? We sure do.
How do you spell Hyatt?
H-Y-A-T-T. And actually, this is not Sonny's first dip into porn. Her and Missy Hyatt had a nude site years ago where they did nude pictorials together. They didn't actually have sex. But now, even though Sonny said any talk of this sex deal on her website will get you banned, they've already come out and said, yeah, it's in production. She's apparently ready to go. That is the book, yeah. And that's Missy Hyatt. Missy Hyatt was a very attractive lady. Now she's not. Now she has a duck face.
She looks
like a fucking monster.
What's Sonny's real name now?
Tammy Lynn Sitch.
Oh, that is her, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to look at her.
Was she in ECW for a while?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Not only was she in ECW, but there's a story that apparently she, like, blew Raven, or I think it was Raven or another wrestler. She blew them in the back. She was with Chris Candido.
See, I like her now.
She was
with Chris Candido, and apparently one day... A story they love to tell is that Sonny's in the back blowing a wrestler for drugs, and Chris Candido's running around the locker room going, have you guys seen Sonny? And they're like, no. I think she's back there sucking cock for drugs.
Oh, no.
Well, now she'll be sucking cock for money, which she'll probably use to buy drugs.
I 5 minutes ago, you said six figures for porn, and I still can't get away from that.
That reminds...
Six. What? Who gets paid six figures for porn?
Oh, I mean, this is one of the lesser contracts. Some of these women make an incredible amount of money.
You want to hear another funny story? You remember Ashley Massaro?
I'm going to stare off into the distance for the next 5 minutes.
Apparently, Ashley Massaro and Sonny a few years ago had a huge beef with each other. Dick. That's what I thought of after I said beef. But
I was thinking of Sonny's beef curtains.
All right, well, either way. Either way, they had a big feud. And just recently, it came back out again that they had a huge argument. Well, that reminds me that Ashley Massaro, after she heard what Sonny had said, I forget what it was, she took a nude picture of Tam, I guess it was from the nude site, where she was like, where she got a bunch of weight at first, she wasn't very pretty, when she had like the spread eagle pose, and just posted on Twitter for everybody to see it.
So she opened the curtains.
Oh. Maybe they were still dragging to the floor.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let's go to your fun note of the week.
This is a show.
I got to look up this picture.
Folks, we got a show for you today. Gosh, I wish it were better.
Oh, all right, man. Now that we've used the terms like cock and beef curtains in the show, let's talk. Where are we at right now? What's the time?
53, almost 54 minutes.
Wait, Jesus. 7 minutes.
All right, let's get to the last bit of this. All right, so the biggest news this week, Hunter, if you can survive this,
I'm coming back.
Last time we're ever invited into 99.3 Studios, that's for sure. I hope Kirby Ray's not listening to this one. This is the one that accidentally gets sent out on the network, you know.
And it's so much worse because we're on the country station. We're in that studio right now. Yep.
All right, so TNA.
Mics are down. Okay.
TNA's done. Let's just be honest. If anyone's going to get fucked harder than Sonny, It's TNA.
Yeah, TNA. Okay, what was the deal? The Wrestling Observer Newsletter were the guys who got the original notice that supposedly Destination America had canceled TNA Impact. That said, they were going to continue to air the episodes they had, and that was going to run through the end of September.
Yes,
through September. The end of the current television season. Right. Then that whole report came out again, only this time it was they've decided not to renew their contract.
Right.
Which, in this instance, more or less means the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Canceled, to me, means no more. The next episode is not happening. We're not showing it yet.
Right.
Not renewing is what's really happening.
Whether they're going to let it run out and die.
Right. I assume that was just not a typo necessarily, but a translation error or something like
that. And Dixie Carter, they've come out and said that stop spreading slander.
Stop talking about it. Yeah. They've come out and said, don't say anything.
This will be the second time TNA's been canceled in a year.
Right.
And at this point, I mean, the ship is sinking.
And you're getting canceled from a network that most people don't even have.
I want Destination America because when I first saw Destination America, the shows they were running on there spoke to me. You had cryptozoology, you had ghosts, aliens, shit that I'm into.
Yeah.
Like porn, like Sunny.
That's and a different channel, Shannon.
I have it too. But now TNA's on there, and I thought, well, that's kind of exciting. I want to watch TNA on there. I never did. Now I don't have cable. But now I can't watch it. And if they do cancel it, Hunter and Zach, if they'll stop looking for porn.
I found it. I found the picture I wanted to show you.
Oh, I thought you were taking a picture of us. I didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, no. I was looking up. I found the picture that Ashley Massaro tweeted out of Tammy. She's like, this is me 2014, and this is her 2014. You want to see it, Hunter?
No. I'm good. I'm good on this side of the desk. That's why I sit
so
over
this,
here.
So this is now we're fucking. We went from Weenie in the Butt to Howard Stern, is what we are now.
Cool World Weekends in the morning.
I zoned out looking for that. What topic are we on now?
TNA.
He's lost.
We're talking about TNA.
I got lost in the meat curtains.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, Dave. The show where we mentioned David Letterman.
What happened? Look what you inspired, Dave.
What have we done?
If TNA cancels, what happens to it? What do you think?
Well, all right.
Are they done?
We have a couple of options here. First of all, I don't think this is a situation like with WCW, like with ECW, where they're ever going to get sold to WWE.
Right.
Everybody is too stubborn to do that, and the people who are in charge are way too far up the pipeline here to do this. When it came to WCW, Ted Turner eventually had that not be really an option of his. WCW was pulled out kind of out from under the rug from him and sold off to WWE as far as the licensing and all that stuff goes. So Panda Energy, Dixie, they're never going to sell TNA or any existing part of it to WWE. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't think this man would buy it.
I don't think he would.
I really don't think he would. Yeah.
I mean, he has, a handful of people who were there, most of whom were already with him in the first place. Joe, at this point, is one of the few guys who's made that jump.
The only one I can think of is Braden Walker.
Yeah.
Which was Chris Harris, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Walker,
that
Chris
whole
Harris?
Thing. Just, yeah, Husky Harris. That whole thing.
Well, no. Kinda, Husky Harris. Yeah, that's Braden Walker.
Whoa.
You know who's Husky now? Sonny.
I thought you were going to say everybody in the NXT main event. I thought for sure that's where you were going with that.
Like a fat ass is right there.
I was thinking of some wrestlers that were in there, but all of them left already, like AJ Styles.
And Styles is never going to WWE. According to him, he turned down a WWE option.
Well, that's because he turned down one, but I knew he got talked about it.
Can we just compliment Zach real quick on his Egon Spangler style hairstyle?
I cannot believe you were thinking the same thing I was at the same time.
You thinking
time.
That? Yeah.
Okay, first
fantastic.
Of all, I don't know who that is.
From Ghostbusters.
Second of all,
from Ghostbusters.
Get out of here. You're the motherfucker of the week.
Second of all, I've been moving all day. I've not showered yet. So this hair just goes whatever I want it to do.
I like it.
I would leave it like that all
That's
the
fantastic.
Time. Yeah. I would absolutely leave it that. He's texting his wife right now.
I'm keeping my hair this way.
It's
but back to TNA real quick.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
What's not happening is, you asked me what is happening. I've done plenty about what's not happening. Realistic options, I think, at this point are A, Fox Sports, which is where they were in the first place.
Right.
Fox Sports 1 is apparently looking for some programming outside of racing
and
like Tiddlywinks and whatever the hell else they show in the middle of the day. They've run out of shit.
It's a game, ain't it?
It's a thing. I don't know.
I thought it was Sunny again.
So Fox Sports 1, probably a reasonable option. Online, I mean, let's be realistic. At this point, you've got shows that exist exclusively on Yahoo, on YouTube. I mean, why not?
You know?
I mean, that
like Community is on Yahoo.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. So
Maybe Netflix. I remember them saying Netflix was an option before.
I would rather there be a live streaming option. That's almost why I think just something like YouTube would be a better way of going with it. But
how much money are you going to lose on that?
That's the thing. This is the question. I mean, at this point in time, you've been on Destination America, and they're not impressed with the ratings.
Right. And it was the highest rated show.
But I didn't highest know what, rated show, and they're still not impressed.
I don't even know what fucking... Okay, I heard of Destination America.
It used to be... It was, to me, Destination America was a theme channel.
Right.
It was a theme for the paranormal, originally.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck, I was way... I thought it was outdoor.
I did, too, when I first heard about it. I mean, you think Destination America. Okay, we're going to go to, you know... woods areas and look for
destinations
of America.
In America. Yeah. You know, Sonny could do a porn with China.
Here we go.
I think we need to end the show. Just saying anything.
No. I do want to mention TNA because I, as funny as I think it is, oh, TNA is going to fail because I don't like it. I don't hate it, but I don't like it. It never impressed me.
Yeah.
The one thing I don't want to happen is I don't want all of these wrestlers to be out of the job.
Right.
And where do you go?
ROH.
Yeah, and that's great. Independent indie wrestlers. But these are...
There are guys in TNA who are already working ROH.
Yeah.
What about the... James Storm and Bobby Roode?
Yeah.
NXT, I mean, why hasn't WWE tried signing them yet? Have they not already?
They brought somebody over at one point. I mean, it's kind of that Brayden Walker situation.
Was in
they bring
point,
some of these guys
too.
Over and they're in, they're out. Thanks for coming. It just doesn't... Yeah. Now, granted, NXT didn't exist the way that it does now at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there are some reasonable options there. I mean, a while back ago, we wouldn't have said Samoa Joe would do that. And yet, here he is getting ready to make a huge impact.
But where do you see guys like, okay, I could see what Zach's saying, and I can see some of those wrestlers going to NXT.
Right.
But where do you take Kurt Angle?
Nowhere.
A guy like that. A guy that WWE already said, we don't want you back.
Yep.
He's out of the job. He's done.
Yeah, this isn't like when WCW and ECW folded and you knew most of those guys were going to end up in WWE sooner or later, at least for a cup of coffee. They were going to be there for a second and out. Thanks for coming. But, this isn't the same thing. This isn't a situation, too, where when one company folds, the other one gets worse. WWE hasn't had competition in years, and TNA doesn't count.
They don't count.
They really
don't.
They're
just like, they're like Ring of Honor, where Vince McMahon doesn't see
it. We gain nothing, really, by TNA falling off the map.
No. All you get is another place where somebody can't go to ply their trade.
Yeah, and a bunch of other guys, like you said, out of a job, which is disappointing. It doesn't really matter how much you like the company or you know, the guys themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't want to see anybody out of a job.
No, you don't want to see any business go under.
And like Zach said, ROH, sure. And granted, maybe they can pick up some more ROH dates. But again, a lot of these guys are already working in places like ROH and Dragon Gate, overseas. I mean, AJ Styles exclusively is in New Japan at this
He's
point.
He's like a real club now.
Yeah. So, I mean... Yeah, you eliminate that as an option. Like you said, Shannon, that's just one more place that's off the map.
Yeah.
And WWE's not an in-and-out kind of place. If you're in, you're in. That's it. I mean, other than, like I said, Samoa Joe, Rhino, a couple of these guys have these little NXT deals. But if you're on the main roster, I guarantee you that's not an option.
And I can't see anybody on the TNA roster that Vince McMahon is going, we need this guy.
Right.
You think a guy like Eric Young is going to be in the main event in WWE?
No. I'd say Bobby Roode will.
Bobby Roode has the look of, if anybody, he could be one of the more successful ones.
But
James Storm.
How old is Bobby Roode at this point?
I think he's in his 30s, mid-30s.
He was in WWE.
You're talking about a guy.
He was in a velocity match.
Yeah, he'd come up and be probably a good mid-card guy. Bobby Roode would be a B-plus player for WWE.
Which really goes to show you how TNA compares to it.
Right.
So, but let's be fair, it's not confirmed that it's done.
True.
So there's still the option that they may renew, they may renegotiate,
right.
TNA may stay on the map, but as of right now, the future is very dark for them.
Yeah, yes. Destination America has issued no statement. TNA's statement has just been, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they just don't want us to talk about it at all. Well, we're gonna.
Yeah.
It's our podcast.
It's we do what we want.
Well, I mean, we spent more time talking about Sonny.
I think at this point we've spent more time talking about Sonny than we have about David Letterman.
Oh
yeah,
but that's okay. I gotta go move.
That's okay. I can't masturbate to David Letterman anymore.
Hey, it's not getting better than that. Toss the pencil, man.
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. We will be back on Sunday with the always popular random show. We're gonna talk about. Did you hear Olympia, Washington? Two more black kids shot by a white cop.
Oh God, Dan, can we just move on?
It's happening again.
Man,
I'm
going
to keep. It's just like they, like I told Steven to say about Konami on Pen and Nerd Sunday. As long as the shit keeps happening, I'm going to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk more about David Letterman. Hunter, once again, thank you for letting us into your home
thanks
and letting us record
me,
here. Zach, thanks for coming back.
We're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about
we're
it.
We're not going to talk about it.
Thank you guys for listening.
Now they want to know.
Well. I'll write a blog about it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you on the next show, guys. Have a good evening. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Sunday.
Worldwide Pants.